Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This little Texas blues bringing us back. This little band from Texas, Dusty, Billy, and Frank. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. Diane DeResta is our guest, our good friend, nine-year member of our Brain Trust, CEO of DeResta Communications, author of the third edition, not just now out, the third edition of Knockout Presentations, brand new edition out. I'm very excited for her and proud of her too. Diane, in the previous segment, we talked about the power of presentations, why they're so powerful, why they make such a difference. You being able to make a presentation, whether it be a 90-second elevator speech to an hour and a half training program. That's understood. That's a truth. But talk to us now about what's different, why you felt that your publishers felt that your outstanding book Knockout Presentations need the third edition. What's updated about it? What's new?
Well, certainly the technology. There's so much now that wasn't the case before. So things like polling software and new apps and new resources. So I wanted to update it, make sure that it was current. And also storytelling, it has become much more of a hot topic and a needed skill. So the referencing to the TED Talk, that wasn't part of the first book as well. And I have to tell you, Jim, that speaking is not a soft skill, and people don't realize that. It has real ROI. And yeah, I was thinking of a person that I worked with, a CEO, and he wanted to convince the executive committee to fund a building of a vaccine facility, which would cost $300 million, and there was no guarantee of success, and then they'd have 3 years of clinical trials after that. And so he hired me to coach him, and over a period of months, we worked together to figure out how to influence the executive committee. End result, he was able to get the funding, and that funding of $300 million turned into a $1 billion success. Wow. So the reason I'm telling a story to answer your question is, number one, storytelling is key, and we showed him how to do that. And secondly, it has real hard dollar value. So anyone listening today who thinks this is a soft skill, I don't really have to do it, you really do, because it will make a difference in your profits, in your revenues, in your influence, in everything that you do as a business owner. So it's really critical to be able to use these skills. And that's why I wrote the third edition. There's much that's still consistent.
I want to come back to the storytelling for a minute. I don't want to go too far away from that. Because as we all know, that's the origin of everything. I mean the memories.
Yes.
Before there was writing, there was storytelling. Before the original advertising was someone telling a story about their product. And the reason why I think I was chuckling a minute ago, because you were talking about what's new, and it is new because it's become new again, but it's the oldest it's the oldest thing that we've done.
That's right.
And so
go back to
what I was going to say though is that if you walk up to a business owner, let's say parallel universes. In one universe, you say, "Hey, I want you to get up in front of my Rotary Club and tell us about your company." That person would say, "Oh, I'm not a public speaker." And then you go, then switch over to the other parallel universe, and you walk into their business, knock on the door, and you on their office, and you say, "Hey, John, I'd like for you to give me a tour of your business. I want you to tell me about it." You couldn't get him to shut up.
Yes. Well, see, that's one of the mistakes, Jim. People think that public speaking is standing in front of 100 people with a microphone and a script, and it isn't. We're speaking all the time. And so are you telling stories about your business? I just told you this quick story. It was seconds. It wasn't even a minute. And what that helps people understand, the templates that I give people in the book, that you can get across story in a really short period of time and have an impact. And yes, what's old is new again. And so that's a key message. You need to be telling your story, whether it's an elevator pitch, whether it's about your business, whether it's about a client. And when I work with people, we gather these stories so they have them at their fingertips and can pull them out whenever they need.
And don't you think stories coming out of the mouth of a human being is so much more impactful than people reading a technical? I mean, they're going to read about you. They're going to read about you online. They're going to read the technical stuff. They're going to get all that. But I think they're going to buy the story, don't you? They're going to do the homework about the technical stuff, but they're going to buy the story, aren't they?
They are, because the story is you, and they're buying you. And I tell people that facts tell, stories sell. And I was just working with a pharmaceutical company.
Say that again.
Company.
I love this. Say that again.
Facts tell, stories sell. Facts tell, stories sell. It's that simple. So whenever you can tell a story, you're more effective. And just recently, I was working with a pharmaceutical company, and we were there to help them tell the clinical story, because these were really bright people, but they were too much about the facts and the details and the science. And that doesn't move people. So when they want research and development to fund their projects, we've got to be able to tell the story. And the same thing for entrepreneurs.
One of the best examples is most great accounting firms. They have a rainmaker that will go out and get business. Now, this person is very capable. This is a CPA. This is a highly qualified person. But they're the one partner who has the gift of gab, and they send them out to be the rainmaker for an accounting firm, because they can tell a story. Hold on to that thought. I need your website quickly, Diane.
Diresta.com, D-I-R-E-S-T-A, Diresta.com.
All right, so check it out. The new book, 3rd edition, Knockout Presentations. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.